Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome into the Marvel Stuff Podcast. Well, like we do every single week, we're here to discuss what's more important, water or air. They both seem like not that important, but I would argue...
It's a terrible debate, though. That's the thing, is like, we would die without either. We'd die quicker without air, though. So technically, I guess that wins, right?
Does that make it more important? Well, I guess we use more air. Is that true? Do we use more air?
Well, our body's like, what is it, like 98% water or some crazy stat like that?
I suppose I don't know the answer to this, but I do know plenty about Marvel, so why don't we talk about that? Coach, and with me as always...
Josh Kennedy from Facebook. We were going to be joined by the great Noah King Bates, but he's having car troubles, so everyone give him a nice, you know, get well soon card to his car. I'm sure the car would appreciate that.
Yeah, it's got its own OnlyFans, so you can support it.
It's really no good to anyone without an engine, which is, sounds like the engine blew.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
Then again, they might pay extra to watch things blow. So, all right, moving on.
Sick jokes. Noah, we love you. And honestly, yeah, that sucks. The car troubles are always, because they just always feel like they come at the worst time. All right, let's talk about some Marvel stuff. Yep. We do want to hit a little bit on Guardians. Obviously, we just watched it. We have our full reviews and that stuff up. Let's go back, watch those if you want our full breakdowns. But it's been a little while, you know, not quite a week, but pretty close.
I'm going to drop this tomorrow, so Thursday, May 11th.
Yeah, well, it's been a week then. And, I mean, we've seen some discord. People have discussed it. Is there anything out there that you feel like, you know, any opinions changed?
Some nonsense I've been hearing that it's the best movie since Endgame. I disagree. It's the best trilogy in Marvel. Also disagree. It is very, very good. But it does not, it's not like world altering. It's kind of just like, yeah, they finally got it together and made a really good movie that served as a conclusion. And I loved it.
Look, I've been saying this since Phase 4. Like, ever since Endgame happened, every other movie is the best movie. Which, but then everyone says they all suck. So I don't understand.
I thought about this. This is my favorite movie of this phase. There's only been two, so I figured I was safe in saying that.
It is. I like it better than
Ant-Man. It is far better than Ant-Man.
But yeah, it's like ridiculous to me that we pretend Marvel is just throwing out garbage when it's like Shang-Chi, Spider-Man. I mean, most people like Doctor Strange.
Wakanda Forever was good. I don't know why everyone, like, there were parts of it that, like, I wish they would have cut, like, that stupid battleship scene. But if you would have just done Shuri, we've already talked about this in length if you go to our reviews. But, like, they've been putting up some good stuff. Yeah, and we got a show coming and a movie, animated movie that we're going to get to here in a little bit because we're going to talk some Sony stuff, but we'll stick on Guardians for now.
So it is what it is. But yes, it's a good movie, but it's not the best movie since Endgame, and it's pretty good. I mean, it's up there in trilogies, but I think it's nowhere. You can't say it's the best because Captain America exists.
Captain America, the Avengers, which I guess is a quadrology, but still.
Yeah, it's a
pick any three of them, and it's better than the three Guardians movies.
But like, it might be better than like Thor, which I guess has four movies as well. But you know, whatever.
Yeah, exactly. Is it better than Iron Man? Maybe that's the argument.
That's an interesting debate. I would. Yeah, I mean, we've done
that is a fun debate because Iron Man 2. Sunk the trilogy. 3 was mid is what we say for the most part. Iron Man 1 was the powerhouse of it.
I probably do like it better. We've done a list of these before. I mean, obviously, before a couple of these movies have come out.
Yeah, but we'll have to go back and do it again, a couple years or something.
Yeah. I've seen the acting thing. Oh, this is the best acting, this, that. Like, it's, you know, okay.
Yeah, everyone's like shouting Oscar for Bradley Cooper. I'm like, no. One, it's just his voice, and did he do a good job? Yes. But also, the young Groot, young Rocket was played by Sean Gunn, apparently. So.
It's also like, just his voice. Your voice.
That's not us knocking the movie. I just, everyone's like, blowing it up like it's some crazy accomplishment, which it was great. It served as a beautiful conclusion to a pretty good trilogy, I'd say. But it was not much beyond that, I'd say.
I do think it's Batista's best work as Drax.
Yep. It's one of his best acting things, period. I haven't watched everything he's been in, but I've seen him in a few things. I liked him in C, the Apple TV show. Him in the new Knives Out movie was pretty great, too.
I've heard C's great. I haven't watched it, but I hear he's great in that. So
yeah, he's good in that. Season 2. Shout out.
But yeah, it's a little obnoxious, but it is what it is. I saw that who's the guy who plays the villain?
Oh, I don't know his name, but yeah, he's also in Peacemaker. He's a favorite for replacing Jonathan Majors, which you would know that if you follow our Facebook group.
Because I saw that one. I did want to hit on that because I thought it was interesting, but like, I don't know. He was a pretty big part of a pretty big movie.
Retroactively be like, hey, yeah, but he was created by this guy and he could continue being the High Evolutionary but serve as a Kang role. Like he made a universe of clones of himself. I get that that's not necessarily Kang at that point.
That's an interesting.
You could spin it if you have to or recast it. Some people were like, get John Boyega back. I was like, or not to Marvel, but just get John Boyega. I was like, I like John Boyega. He's not doing a lot right now. Sign him up.
Age him up a little bit. I will say
Jonathan Majors is a fantastic actor. He might not be the greatest person, so hopefully if he's found not guilty, then great, we can move on and he's gonna be the main villain for quite a while. But if he's not, then he does deserve to be punished and we can get someone else in the role.
I can't say the High Evolutionary's name just looking at it right now, to be honest.
But it's a hard name.
He's great and Peacemaker's great. He's a great actor. He should be in more things, period. I
imagine he's going to now. I'm gonna be honest. It feels like he's hitting a stride right now.
So I'm all for that. But yeah, that's really all I have to say, Guardians. I still like it. Looking back retroactively.
Do you still feel good about your 7?
It's at the 7 to 8 range. I have to watch it more times. I have to watch it not in the theater, really.
I agree.
I'm
still in an 8 at this point, but yeah, it's only just a week of reflection, not rewatching or anything. So
absolutely. All right. Well, then let's transition to what's coming up next, which is Marvel, but not the MCU. And that is Sony. And next up is Spider-Verse, which we're all hyped for.
Yep.
I think it's a little hyperbolic by people who tell me it's the best Marvel movie ever. And I just want to suplex them. But it's a very good movie.
It's a very big accomplishment for animation. I mean, you can't deny that anyway at all. It's beautiful. It's fantastic. But no, live action's always kind of going to be better no matter what you do, especially with when movies like Endgame and Shang-Chi exist.
Yeah, they just create a different energy. I don't know. I mean, to say what's better or not better, like, who cares? But there's a different energy to watching something live action. But whatever. Ultimately, it's a really good movie. I am very fearful. This is one of my thoughts going into this, is I fear that it's going to go the Guardians 2 route or the Thor route. Where it's like you do the same energy again and the audience just doesn't like it as much, even though it's still good.
I think they're moving up a peg. I don't know if this is going to be better, but they're taking a different angle at the very least. I like how it's across the Spider-Verse instead of into the Spider-Verse. So there's going to be a lot more like jumping between universes like that. If that was live action, which they did in Doctor Strange, I wasn't like huge on it. It was cool. It was an accomplishment, but I'm going to be excited to see it translated into like an animated film for sure.
Yeah, but you know audiences, and you know that like half of the reason people say Into the Spider-Verse is the greatest movie ever is because they've never seen anything animated before in their lives, and they're nerds. So
yep,
you're going to see the same art style
since they were
again.
A kid. Yep, exactly.
You're going to see the same art style and you're like, I'm not as impressed. Well, it's just as impressive. It's just that you've already seen it. So I don't know. I just have a fear that it's going to get more hate.
That's another weird thing about animation is like you want continuity between your different different films. Like you want the animation thing to remain the same. At least I don't like if you switched it to like CGI or like 3D animation, like that would just kind of ruin it and it would kind of really separate it from
exactly
being part of the same universe. So yeah, I mean, I don't think they should try and top themselves as far as that's concerned.
No, I don't think they should either. I just think audiences will be turds about it because we tend to be turds about things. That's all.
That's true.
I look forward to it. I think I'm gonna love it. but I do just, I know the audiences and I feel a lot of like, I don't know, it's pretty mid. Yeah, was it though?
We'll see.
Maybe it will be mid. I don't know. But it's coming up June 2nd, which is right around the corner, probably just before my kid gets born. So
I was just going to say that might be Coach's last episode for a week or two after or whatever it is.
But I'm excited for it. I look forward to it. Want to get kind of getting a great seat, ordering some pizza right there at the theater. I haven't had pizza from there yet. So I've been trying to try all the different snacks at our theater one at a time.
Yeah, you have to tell me which one's good because I'm not much of a theater eater. I never have been.
Yeah, see, I actually go out of my way to not eat dinner so I can eat at the theater.
Yeah, that's
which is not economically efficient. It is
not at all because you drop like $50 every time you want concessions. But I get it. I get that you want to try the stuff. So
I'm the worst about it. But yeah, I'm excited for it. I mean, there's not anything new to talk about other than we like it and it's going to be good.
It is going to be great. And Oscar Isaac's gonna carry this film like no other. I mean, we had it was Liev Schreiber as the villain last movie, and he was great. I think this is gonna do a great job at like continuing to cast just strong actors or voice actors, and kind of write their villains in a way that really works for this type of film.
Yep, I'm excited about it. But there is more news in other Sony things. So we're sort of using Spider-Verse as an excuse to talk about new news and other Spider-related or Sony-related Spider news. First, we'll start with things that are more concrete that we know are coming, and that's Kraven.
Kraven is coming. Got some news out of the recent Sony conference. I don't know what the name of their weird Sony conferences are, but apparently they showed some test footage.
Yeah,
and nobody was allowed to release it, obviously, but writers were allowed to write in it. In great detail, and like some of the like big reveals of it, and from what it sounds like, which all you know, take it with a grain of salt because that's always kind of what happens. They tell you all the cool stuff, and then it turns out the plot's awful. We'll see what happens, but from what it sounds like, this is going to be rated R, first rated R Marvel film for Sony. First off, how do you feel about that? Does it feel like the right character? Does it feel like the right move?
It's not the MCU, so I don't care as much. Honestly,
loose connections.
If it's good, it's good. I think like when I think back on like Deadpool being R-rated is cool, but Deadpool is cool because it's good. Right. There are certain jokes that you can only make in R-rated movies that are funny. There's certain action you can only show in R-rated movies, and sometimes it's done well, and other times it's just dumb.
But it feels to me. Like, one, yes, it's the right move to make Kraven a rated R movie, but I feel like if they were going to release a rated R movie, they should have done it for Venom 2, like with Carnage being a serial killer. Come on, like you had so much potential there, and they turned it into like a washed out comic book movie.
Here's the thing. Because Venom, the first Venom, did well, they did what studios do, which is like, all right, now we got to play it safe. And really get as many people as possible in there, so we'll make it kid-friendly.
Nuts, dude.
Which is so annoying, because you're like, no, like, that's not who's watching these.
Well, then don't pick that character, because it seems like, if you could pick, like, some of the most violent characters in comic book history, like, Carnage is up there, man. he's messed up.
And I guess here's what would be my argument, right? Guardians 3 wasn't R-rated, but it was still, like, very adult. It felt R-rated. It's not for kids. And people like it. It's responding. It's making money. Like, yeah, you're going to lose a few kids along the way.
I made the joke about someone called CGI PETA, and apparently this film is actually PETA approved because it's showing animals having personalities and showing that just because you can experiment on animals doesn't mean you should. That's what PETA officially said.
First off, this is a side tangent, but I always agree with this take. Like, when people – sometimes they'll be like, racist people or Nazis in movies, but you can't have them in your movies. If you show them as the bad guy,
then you definitely can.
That's the point. Like,
yes.
So whatever. But yes, Kraven is a good R-rated character. I don't think you need to be R-rated to be adult, but I think it gives it another level that it can get to.
Is it just me, or does it feel like this is the route that Sony could kind of take over? They could go a little.
Forever with DC, but this is DC. They could do the dark thing. It could be at the end of the day, you got to be good, first of all. And Sony has just not been good at being good.
I know.
I think that's the biggest problem. Were, though. But to your point, Craven's awesome. Craven is dope. The last hunt.
He's a villain in like this Wastelanders podcast, which you guys haven't listened to that. It's from SiriusXM. He's in the Star-Lord season. He's really intimidating in that as well. He's just overall like he started as kind of like just a visually appealing character, and they turned him into this like wicked cool, like fun backstory. He's always trying to like hunt the spider because that's like his goal. He's a hunter and he wants to kill Spider-Man, and it's really cool.
Yeah, exactly. I think he's awesome. I think he's going to have cool kills. I think if you're Sony, the one thing you got to have is cool kills. If you're going to do a Kraven movie and you're going to make it R-rated, go like for like really cool, gory, like Predator-style kills.
Based on the writer's response here, they show at least one of these crazy deaths, and it's Kraven shutting a bear trap on a person's head, and there's a big explosion. So I'm down to see that for sure.
Yeah, that's dope. Do that stuff.
That's like, if they get like John Wick violence in this, like sign me up. I love me some John Wick. Even if like, if they turn up the violence, but then like the plot is still kind of subpar, it still works. Like at least the first one or two of the John Wick movies, like it had a pretty solid backstory, but like the actual plot, he's like, you killed my dog. I'm going to kill you. That's kind of what it was going for, and it worked, and it turned into like this huge multimedia franchise thing, and it's going to be awesome. So they could try and go that route kind of with Kraven, and I can see it.
Yeah, there's definitely ways to go. I mean, you could go the Predator route. I don't know if you ever watched the movie
Predator. Prey. Is a good one. I did watch Prey. Yeah, that's a good pull. Dope.
Like if you went that route where you're just like you're sneaking through and you're setting up cool traps, like that's cool. People like that stuff. Like it fits Kraven. It would be awesome. There's people like worth killing in the MCU. Well, not in the MCU, in the Sony verse. Like there's characters that are cool and worth killing. Like,
yep.
You know, we've heard that Rhino's in this.
Yes, Rhino's in this. Chameleon, who is a pretty popular villain from the Spider-Man cartoon. So that's what a lot of people like. Some people, that was their first and most exposure with the Spider-Man character that got them to go see the Raimi movies or whatever. So they've got a chance to do him well. I think he's the one that I'm nervous about them doing because the rest of the movie felt like it was already set up to be successful with Kraven and then his father being Russell Crowe. I feel like I don't know if he's just going to be in the beginning. Chameleon.
Yeah, it could just be a hunt. It could be his first hunt.
Yeah, that's true. That's a fair point. If that's the case, or if they want to save him for something, I don't know. I mean, I'm going to see what happens, obviously, but at least we're getting to dive deeper into the Spider-Man mythos because he's got one of the best rogues galleries and no one can argue that. So keep digging in. I get why Sony's doing what they're doing.
Here's the thing. I was not excited for Venom. Right. I wasn't excited for Venom and it turned out okay. I was excited for Carnage and it turned out to suck.
Yep.
So, I had no interest in Morbius. Morbius both was uninteresting and ended up sucking. Kraven is like one of the cooler Spider-Man to me. Outside of Goblin, he's like one of my favorite ones.
Exactly. Like, he's like, you'd probably call him a B-tier Spider-Man villain. And that's a good place to be considering he's got some crazy A-tier villains.
Yeah. But he's personally.
Right. One personally, favorite. I'd put him up a little higher probably.
So I'm all for this idea. I hope it.
He's wearing his Lion's Mane vest. That was also in the description. And I'm like, I'm excited to see that, man. Let's go.
Yeah, that's going to be sweet. So hopefully Kraven ends up being awesome. It's got the potential, but we all know Sony sucks. So, like, just got
to
be ready. But
you got to, like, get – they managed to make a couple – they made Venom, which was okay, and then they're making these Spider-Verse movies. It's the same studio. I get that it's probably maybe a more talented writer's room. I don't know. Oh, that's something maybe we could hit on at the end of this, the writer's strike and all the stuff that's being delayed Marvel-wise. But
It's annoying for sure. I mean, they are doing the R-rated. They are mixing things up a little bit. They're taking a little bit of a chance, which is the thing I hate most about Sony is that they never seem to take chances. I'm all for that. So Kraven is an individual movie. Gets my blessing. I'm excited to watch it.
Me too. It's coming this year. I believe it's sucked. October, December? I don't remember the actual release date, but
October
feels right.
Unless it's been
right here. October 6th.
Oh, I was going to say the 12th. I'm an idiot. Yeah, so that's good. Other Sony things I'm not as excited about, and I don't.
Well, yeah, this one's El Muerto. I mean, sorry, I'm not Spanish, so I don't know how to say that, but it just translates to the spider. They got Bad Bunny, who's been tearing it up over at the WWE recently, and he's obviously a multi-platinum recording artist. So, I mean, maybe he's got some acting chops too. And I don't know. I mean, I'm all for watching a Spanish movie with subtitles if that's the route they go. Like, there's a lot of cool things they could do.
Interesting. Yeah, that's interesting.
I don't know anything about the character though, so I can't speak to it being actually good. But we're gonna try. That's 2024. Currently, obviously, yeah. Everything gets delayed.
So everything we're going to talk about from this point forward
is confirmed, but not like
we have no idea. We have no exactly. idea if it'll ever come out. If it'll be 2 years from now,
I'm using IGN as them as a reference in case anyone wanted to read these release dates. But that one says January 12th, 2024.
We'll see. Come on,
it's possible. Yeah, I mean, I don't see why not.
We'll see.
It's in development, but the other one we can talk about the game in a second here. But Madam Web is in production, which that one I'm kind of excited for. I always forget her name, but the girl from 50 Shades, she's starring in it, and there's one other pretty famous actress, and I can't remember who it is who's actually playing Madam Web. I wish I could pull it out from the top of my head, but that one I'm a little more intrigued by just. For the hope of it, because you and I have even talked about this when they first released this news that she was a very interesting part of the Spider-Man animated series. The finale for that show with like it went nuts because of Madam Web, like and her connection to the Spider-Verse and stuff. And it's cool. And if that's their opportunity to kind of like bring some of the other Spider-Man back, which I could definitely see that, like maybe that the next time we see Tobey Maguire Spider-Man. Because it's in a year as opposed to Secret Wars, which he's all but confirmed to be in. That's not coming till a little bit further down the line. So that could be the return of some of our favorite guys. And I know you wanted to talk about that as well.
Look, first off, as a return, we all want them to return, right? We all want to see Toby again. We all want to see Andrew again.
Yep.
If it's through Madam Web, great. I would rather they just make another movie, like legitimately just make Amazing Spider-Man 3. Don't have
they might. I think that's the one that we're going to get. I don't think there's any chance we get a Spider-Man 4 for Toby, but I think
you're probably right.
We could see an Andrew 3 and you could have Toby in it. Maybe, I don't know. I don't know if he really feels like he wants to lead a movie, but also like you back up enough money. I mean, he'll probably do it. So we'll see.
If Sony wanted my advice, I would tell them like, you don't need to try to tie Andrew Garfield into anything else. Just send him out on his own. I promise you, it'll make money. But if they want to use him to pump something else up, sure. I think
they need a tentpole guy. They need a guy. I think that's what they're missing in the Sony universe right now. Like everybody's kind of around and they're all living their own individual stories and they know of each other, but there's not like you had Nick Fury as the guy for Avengers Phase 1 and Iron Man was kind of the guy later on. God, you're ridiculous, but
it's the only water feels I have like up here. Okay?
They need a tentpole character or something to just kind of branch off of. I don't know who is going to take that role. Does it feel like Venom's the choice there because he's been in the most films? I don't know, but it just they're all disconnected right now. Which is it better that way? Maybe, but I feel like Spider-Man. It's pretty much confirmed they're doing a Sinister Six project on the line. So how are we going to tie all these guys together?
Yeah, my answer would be not the way you did it last time. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Here's the problem Sony is in, right? You're holding as tightly as you can onto this one very famous, very lucrative section of this universe in Spider-Man, right? You're going to hold on to it for dear life. Problem is can't it's blame also him. All you have. So if you're not going to have Spider-Man because you're letting Marvel do it, which... frankly, at this point, fans would explode if you didn't. If you don't have Spider-Man, I think you're just flailing. I don't think there is another solution. I know.
Well, there's multiple Spider-Man. That's the push. We were just talking about. You could do one of the other Spider-Man.
You could. You could do, but here's the problem. With what they've already set up in Venom, it's like they're saying that it's Peter. Like, it's definitely... And making another Peter Parker just to me isn't the answer, because we're all going to be like, yeah, Tom's better. Even if he's not, who cares? He's in the MCU. We're going to think he's the official Spider-Man.
Right, yeah.
The only answer is really, the problem is, right, is Spider-Verse exists. So God, you can't even do that, because Spider-Verse
you can't even grab Miles.
Like, you would just be like, well, that's not the real Miles. The real Miles is in the Spider-Verse movies.
What if they, oh man, that's, I'm glad they're at least showing some restraint in that regard. They're really juicing, they're really milking the IP, but they're leaving Miles alone, because they know that is outside of Peter Parker, obviously he's huge. Miles is the new big huge thing that's like got popularity amongst most of the world. Honestly, he got his own, you know, standalone sequel video game thing, and he's the leader of this animated franchise. Like, that character is super important, and I'm glad that he's at least being treated with the respect, or like waiting for the right moment to actually use him, because they can't mess that up. If you mess up another Morbius movie, who cares? But don't mess with Miles, because if you mess that up, you're blacklisted at that point. No one's going to go back to your Spider-Man movies, I don't think.
Here's the thing. I think there's always a backdoor chance at Miles saving Sony and like connecting the universe somehow. The problem is, as much as we know Miles, and I think Miles is a popular character, the average person still is just like, well, I thought Spider-Man was Peter Parker.
Starting to go up. I'm just saying, he's gaining a following, but you're right. Peter Parker is always going to be the man. So
it seems like they put themselves in a tough spot to try to, I would tell them to just absolutely just merge with Marvel, give Marvel
the rights to all your characters and do the same contract they did with Spider-Man.
Yeah. Don't give them the rights.
Obviously we're not in the financials, but I want to know how much they're getting paid to lease out Spider-Man for the Marvel movies, as compared to how much the Sony Spider movies are making. And if it's really, is it really so drastic because they get a bigger cut that it's worth putting out these movies? Are they just being, I mean, they're kind of just being, I don't know, selfish or self-indulgent. I don't know.
My understanding of the contract is that like the actual Spider-Man movies, Homecoming, et cetera.
Yeah.
That's just pure money into Sony's pocket. Like, that is everything that gets made on those movies just goes right to Sony. And then Sony,
I'm sure Marvel makes some money, but
I don't think they do. I think Marvel just gets the right to put Tom Holland in the other Marvel.
Really? If that's accurate, I mean, that's a weird deal on Marvel's part, but also I get it, because unlimited money. Just six Spider-Man and it's like, hey, we just made a lot of money off of merch and all that.
Yeah, essentially it's just like Marvel's like, you pay for making the movie, but we're going to direct it, we're going to write it. You get to technically be the one to release it, and then we get to use them however we want.
Yeah.
So, I mean, Sony's still the one who pays for those movies. And I would tell them, just do that with the whole Spider universe.
Yeah. If that's truly the contract, which it sounds like you know more than I do, definitely do that. What kind of nonsense? Why are they trying to put, what are they doing? If that's true, why wouldn't they just do that?
I would tell
Marvel too busy. Maybe that's got something to do with it. They've already got,
yeah, I mean, yeah,
15 projects on the bench that they're like, yeah we're not going to set this aside for Morbius 2. Sorry, bro.
Yeah. Madam Web wouldn't be getting made. Venom wouldn't be getting made. Like,
but is that a bad thing?
I don't know. Probably for Sony, as they want to release as much as they can until they start losing money, I guess.
But well, so they far, definitely lost money. They didn't lose money on Morbius, but they definitely did not do well. And then they got trolled by the internet and re-released the film. That was good times for watching them. That was great.
But all these Spider things, there's a lot of interesting ones that are may or may not ever come. They're all interesting. But I saw
another one. It was like a live action Silk, which is, she's a newer character who I know almost nothing about. But she's another Spider-esque character. She's Asian American descent, I believe. So, you know, more diversity is cool. Maybe the show could be interesting. I'm not the resident Spider expert. That's what Noah was supposed to be here for. But, you know,
yeah, Silk's supposed to be an Amazon show. I think that's a route they could go, right? Release some of these characters onto Amazon shows. Have them be like the weird, you know, like what?
Well, they were willing to put $1 billion into Lord of the Rings. Like, they'll probably give you a cool 300 mil to make a Spider-Man show. Like, yeah, I mean, why not? Prime's always in competition with Prime's one of those weird ones where it feels like they're really far up in like the contest, I guess, the streaming wars, but they're just not. It's more just Netflix and Disney, but I don't know.
Yeah, I think the show might be the answer. I don't know why I would choose Silk. I would do like Spider-Gwen. I would give the rights to Spider-Gwen, like build up a whole show around her. People would love it. She would get even more popular, and then all of a sudden you can start making movies. But
that's another one that they're kind of like using her because she's the secondary or the second lead in the animated movies, so they're not using her either. But she's another she's even newer than the Miles Spider-Man, and she's getting a lot of popularity too. She's very much on the Harley Quinn route, is how Spider-Gwen feels.
Yeah, you would have to start small. You can't just start, I'm going to lead a movie, because you're probably going to fail. Right. Unfortunately, that's the way it is.
I mean, exactly.
We could say it's sexist all we want. It's unfortunate reality. But if you start with a show, it'll gain steam. Yep. It'll be popular, as long as it's done well.
Mm-hmm.
And then there you go. Now you have a character who's worth building around. But all in all, that sort of... I just don't trust Sony. But I'm very hopeful for Kraven.
But they have such a good game system, and they have good video games, which I've been playing lot of their standalone stuff. Right now I'm playing Last of Us Part 1 Remake. It's good stuff.
Good. I'm excited for the new Spider-Man.
That's exactly what I was getting to. Yes, the new Spider-Man. They talked about that a little bit, I guess. I didn't read enough about it, but I did want to see how you were feeling like hype-wise. Did you play Miles Morales or no? Because I know it's on PlayStation Plus, and I keep looking at it, but I still have not pulled the trigger.
So here's the thing. I played the first Spider-Man on my PS4, mm-hmm. and I did not get it on my PS5 for some reason, even though I think you could.
You can just, you can just pull up your library.
Weird. But I just never have enough the need to like get onto my PS5. So then I just
I haven't played the DLC for the first.
And I've heard Miles' thing is relatively short. I have watched it on YouTube. I've watched it on YouTube. There's
a certain name for that. I don't know what it's called. It's like a standalone sequel. Standalone-quel? I don't know. It's got a weird term that people use in the biz.
Ultimately, it's dumb. Like, either make it a DLC and a little bit cheaper, or make it a full game. Like, what they did was a weird...
It's a weird foot in each camp.
Yeah, exactly. So, that's probably why it didn't do as well as it should have, but people liked it. I mean, it was popular. It's just a little short.
It's less expensive, though. So, I mean, you know, whatever.
The first game is amazing.
Yes, that game is fantastic. I did play that once I finally got my PS5. And Spider-Man 2 is going to be sweet. And it sounds like multiplayer. Like, that's going to be a thing. And I'm going to play through that with probably Adam. And I'll be good old Miles. And it's going to be sweet. There's a lot of villains to explore. It's a universe that's just sitting there waiting to be explored in the games. It's a good time to be a video gamer.
I love video games. Just love when big IPs make dope video games because they get so much more money.
No, like they get like, I think a lot of them, like, they operate at a loss, but nobody cares. They're just like, this is our big one, and we paid $1 billion to make it, and we're gonna make like $1.3 billion. And that's going to be okay because it just kind of expands the brand.
Exactly. Yeah, it's a good way to look at it. Like, the amount of money that Spider-Man gets to make it is just so much more, and you can see it in all the details. It's like truly a AAA game, which is just not a lot of them. Like, in any given year, there's like 6 games maybe that are like...
Yeah, that qualifies like a AAA, yeah.
So, I'm excited for it. I think it's going to be awesome. We obviously know the first one's awesome. The story's going to be dope. That's another thing. It's just a cool way to experience a Spider-Man story. And I look forward to it. I mean, we'll probably play it. We'll talk about it on here.
Yeah, honestly, we could probably stream it sometimes. Both of us just take turns on different playthroughs or something. That'd be fun. Let us know if that interests you guys. Leave it a comment on the Facebook page or on YouTube, and we'll see it.
Yeah, I know. We say we would, but it would be so random. Adam Kennedy, though, he'll be on it. He loves it.
Ooh, yeah. Follow Agent Ice Tray on YouTube. He's out here balling.
Putting the work in.
All day.
But yeah, Sony's got a lot of good stuff, but it's probably best thing is it's games and animated stuff, which is, you know, you would ideally, your best things would be your live action movies, but
at least they got stuff going for them. Yeah.
There's always time. Yeah, hope you guys enjoyed the episode. Hope you had a little bit of fun. Hope you are excited. Hopefully my downerness doesn't get you down for Sony. Because all the things are cool.
It's hard. Cool, I'm with you, Coach. It's just hard to maintain like a positive energy towards a studio that keeps kind of like crapping out mid or terrible projects. Like Morbius was truly kind of just an embarrassment to the Spider-Man IP. And I'm not saying that character is like huge or anything, but you could have done that so much better, and they didn't. In Venom 2, they missed the mark a couple times too, and it's just
Venom 2 is the one that's harder for me because Carnage is a cool character.
So cool.
Like Morbius, whatever. You picked a stupid character, you shouldn't be surprised you end up with a stupid movie.
Yeah.
True. But Kraven's tough, man. I would be so disappointed if they ruined Kraven because he's just so good. And he needs something cool. He's never had anything cool. He's never had his own video game.
Oh, his comic book arc is sick. Kraven's.
That's what I'm saying. He deserves.
He deserves like a
movie, yeah, a show, a game, something.
100%.
To get people hyped for him. So hopefully this is the chance. But hopefully he just dominates so much that he's just, you know, he gets his own game.
That'd be fun. Probably not, but, you know, still be cool.
Kraven's dope. Hope you guys had fun. We'll keep chatting.
Be on the lookout. We're working on a new logo. So, you know, don't be scared if that shows up in your feed. So, like, it'll look a little bit different. But that'll be revealed in the next couple weeks sometime. And hopefully you guys like that.
Yes. Support us. Unfortunately, we are not actually the official Marvel's podcast, as much as I like to say it. The people who pay us money for having you guys watch us.
They're like, yeah, we're holding this money till you change the cover photo. Fair enough.
But hopefully, you guys will keep watching. You guys love us. We're great. We're funny. So we're not worried about it. And it'll be dope. Ray is going to make an awesome logo.
Yep.
They are the best. So anyway, cool. Have fun. Just not too much fun without us. And we'll see you guys next week. Peace.
Hey guys, in case it wasn't obvious, we here at Marvel Stuff and the Gotham City Rogues podcast do not own any of the IP we talk about. We're just fans having a good time talking about the things we love.